Welcome to part two of this special edition of Something from Nothing. Something from Nothing is usually a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. This special edition is focused on the upcoming Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. The festival starts Friday, and the previous podcast featured music from artists who will be performing on Friday. This episode will feature Saturday's musicians. Joining me again in Loud and Clear Studios are three local musicians: Stephen Knox Montgomery, drummer in Savage Radley, and also an engineer in this fine studio who set up all these microphones for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Jaron Simmons, member of Fair Seas and producer of the upcoming documentary, The Rotunda Project. And Luke Taylor, who was recently a guest on the show. He is also a member of Leonard the Band, who he plays with most frequently lately, who will also be at the Lowertown Festival on Friday. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start by talking about the musician who's going to close down the festival on Saturday. Chris Black and the Eagles of Unemployment.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Chris recently put out an album.
A fantastic album.
Fantastic album. And it comes in album and MP3 form. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about a CD. And then I realized I'm more old school than an album listener now by listening to CDs. So, I've heard really good things about it. Stephen, were you
still
involved
waiting
in that?
For the cassette to come out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he promised us cassettes. I'm waiting till the cassette comes out.
Stephen, did you record him over here?
Or? He recorded this one down in Nashville. I think I played organ on one track on it. Mm. So, and I can't remember which one it was, but when I hear it, I was like, oh yeah, that's me. he actually had to remind me of that a couple times because I didn't even remember doing it. But yeah, it's a really great album. It's one of those you need to put on and like crank it up to 11 and definitely listen to it loud, listen to it proud. That's what this show is going to be. On Saturday is just them at their peak, man.
Let's hear one of his songs. His album is 230 West Almond Street, Apartment B, and the song is Karaoke Excuse. Mm.
Thank you.
was Karaoke Excuse by Chris Black.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good song. I enjoyed that quite a bit. So it seems like live music is happening everywhere, every night in Paducah. Whenever I saw the lineup for this year's Lower Town Festival, I noticed that there were fewer of the typical cast of characters, I guess, than there is a lot of times. And I think that's really more of a testament to a growing scene rather than a shrinking scene, because there's more venues out there to be played and they're being filled up by musicians all the time. So I think getting kind of some people that we don't have an opportunity to see on a regular basis.
I mean, also, you know, give a big shout out to places like Paducah Beer Works and Dry Ground and JP's and, you know, stuff like that, for places like that, for allowing, you know, local music to, you know, play at their places and stuff. Because, I mean, that's the best feeling, is when you finally get that opportunity to play for some people, even though it's like two or three people, you know. So really giving those venues a big shout out for, you know, keeping it alive and keeping it going. Because you got a lot of new acts on here, like Drew Thompson.
Yeah, he won the singer-songwriter contest.
Yeah. He's going to be playing. I haven't got to see him yet. Bantha Tracks, you know, they're kind of newer to the Paducah scene. I think they've been killing it in Murray for a while. But they're phenomenal, you know. So
sure. So there's definitely still some local highlighted acts. Mm-hmm. You know, Leonard the Band, of course, will also be there. But I think that a shout out to the local music scene's depth is appropriate here.
Yeah.
Well, let's go into some guys that are not from around here. There's William Wild is on the schedule for the Harrison Street stage at 6:30. And he's from Knoxville. I think that he's kind of in the indie rock category. And so anybody that appreciates that sort of indie rock singer-songwriter will like William Wild. And we have a track from him that we'll play right now.
Wildly beautiful. Ooh.
Well done. So we have mentioned Maiden Alley a couple times in our shows here. Mike Wheeler played Maiden Alley a few weeks ago. Well, let's listen to a Mike Wheeler song called Sleep Alone.
Well, it can't be good to sleep alone. It can't be good to have one home. It can't be good to leave a trail of broken hearts caused to fail. The types of pain you've never heard. I've I've waited up to get the word. Kissed her on a lover's lie. Guess evil things just take their time. Tell me something I don't know. The hour's weak or you're all show. I could use a will to work like one last ride up to the church. Don't you have enough to love? Or is it only you're thinking of? Till the cold bites down 100 ways like broken teeth on a beggar's grave.
And that was Mike Wheeler with Sleep Alone.
Such a good radio voice.
Great radio voice.
That is a nice transition.
I've been working on it.
Drew Thompson, who will be playing coming up this weekend, he won the singer-songwriter competition, actually. And so he was able to score a gig at the Harrison Street stage around 12:15, and I think he's kind of a country sound. Is that what you would say, Stephen?
Yeah, that's accurate. He's going for this old-timey
country
feel
western
kind of thing. Yeah. Might see some familiar faces if you check that.
That sounds like a tease.
If you check that one out.
Or familiar voices.
Although you won't hear my voice at all.
Oh.
Playing, because I'll be playing drums, because that's what I do.
Surprise.
So we've got an extra incentive to see Drew Thompson, to check out Stephen on the drums. We don't have any music to play you for Drew, so you're just going to have to show up.
Just got to wait for that album.
Mm-hmm. So the festival seems to have included more female acts this year,
mm-hmm.
It seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's a female act you guys are looking forward to on Saturday?
It's a Nikki Lane.
Yeah, Nikki Lane's been making a lot of noise. And she's got a great voice, and, you know, it's going to be a good show.
All right, well, here's one by Nikki Lane. Into a little bit was Kate Wakefield, and I think she's going to be a good one. She plays Saturday night. Here's one by Kate Wakefield.
Lord, help me, for I've been unkind. Been trying hard to kill this colder part of me, but I can't help it if I've lost my mind. You're buried in the yard, your soul on lock and key. Keep trying to run away, my little darling.
And that was Kate Wakefield.
So let's talk about the Jefferson Street Parade Band. And just to be clear for the audience, this is not the Jefferson Street Neighborhood Association getting together. This is something altogether different. Jaron, what's up with the Jefferson Street Parade Band?
Oh, man. They're a lot like what it sounds like. It's like a parade. It's like a jazz parade. It's pretty sweet. There's like 12 members, and they're playing like every instrument you can think of, and...
That one's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Lots of syncopation on top of syncopation on top of horns on top of drums. And
so it's like a big party.
Yeah, it's really, honestly.
So to go out and get your Saturday night groove on, this would be a good one for the hula hoopers, Luke.
Yeah, the hula hoopers. Get hula your butts hoopers. Out there.
That's right. Get out there.
Calling all hula hoopers.
Yeah. All three of you.
5:15 on the main stage. You're going to find some good hula hoop
Check
music.
Check them out.
Yeah. Well, here's one by Jefferson Street Parade Band.
Jefferson Street Parade Band.
That was Jefferson Street Parade Band, and this was episode 2 of the very special edition of Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Thanks for joining me on this show, guys, previewing the Lower Town music. I appreciate your insights into the world of music.
Yeah.
And we will be looking forward to your show, Luke, on Friday. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes peeled for Leonard the Band playing the main stage on Friday.
Yeah, times will be out soon. And thank you for having us, man. Thank you for letting us come in here and talk to you.
It's been fun. So thanks again. And this has been a very special edition of Something from Nothing. And I'm Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.